This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now 7 after the hour, time for our meeting of the minds when it comes to Good Day's Tech Talk time. We have experts galore here, people who are in their own right geniuses in some particular field. I didn't necessarily mean to imply it's this field, but they are geniuses, and that's why they're here. We only allow geniuses on this program, thus the appearance of Greg Stebbin, who is the technology editor for Men's Health magazine and soon to be the cruise director of the Cunard line. Going to be doing both of those things at the same time because I know that Cunard is going to need some technology advice. So you're the person to do it, Greg. There's nobody else that knows it better than you. I understand that you're good underwater, so here we go.
Have I missed some news about the cruise line?
No. I'm just giving you a little extra, a bonus.
Well, thank you.
A bonus boost.
Can't wait to put that on my LinkedIn profile.
I think you should put it on right away on your resume. Also joining us, the facts are that Victoria Keelan is here, someone who's very good at technology. She helps me out a lot when it comes to the stuff programmatic. Problematic program, both of those things are here being, and Richie will join us, Rich McFadden, later on in the hour. So we have this business about Congress's phone system that apparently is broken, but it's still better than getting in using some other means, calling Congress, because in the past couple of weeks, for whatever the reason, there seems to have been a lot of need on the part of constituents to call into the White House or to call their congressman or senator or whomever. And so as a result of that, the phone says, I'm not sure that it wasn't broken before, Greg, but I wonder what the alternative is. You know, a lot of people are using social media, but apparently that doesn't register as well as getting your voice literally heard by calling in. So what are the new ways you might want to act as a consultant for Congress that they could get a hookup with voice, what do they call it? Voice over interactive something or other? VoIP.
VoIP. VoIP is voice over internet protocol. And it's really the same thing as a phone call. You're just making your phone call over the internet instead of over traditional hardwired lines. So that's a phone call like any other phone call. We're actually referencing a story in Wired magazine called Congress's Phone System is Broken, but it's still your best something. I can't read the headline. Anyway, it's what's interesting is I was actually talking with a friend of mine about this over breakfast on Saturday, and she was saying, well, I get all these petitions, and I want to sign all these petitions. Do you think these petitions make any difference? And the reality is, as it points out in this article, is members of Congress know what's an easy, simple investment of your time and what is a bigger investment of your time. Picking up a phone and dialing a number, for many people, that's terrifying. Mm-hmm. It also is just takes a little time. You have to be prepared to actually talk to a human being, and that's a lot harder to do than simply clicking to sign a petition. Yeah. And as it says in this Wired story, I mean, most people take a petition with a grain of salt because they know many of the signers took the petition with a grain of salt. So if you're upset about something, in today's world, there's probably two ways to get your voice heard. One is to call your member of Congress or call the White House or on a local level, your city council or your state legislator. But I do believe that Twitter and Facebook are becoming more and more powerful if you use it in a smart way.
Yeah. Well, I think that is probably true, but you're right. They haven't figured if people take the trouble or the time to call in, then they really are vexed about something. I have on many occasions on this radio program said to people, okay, click onto this and or fill in your name. You get some of these petitions that come online and send this, copy this verbiage and send it along. Well, how many times are you going to read a 2,000, 4,000, 10,000, however many you might get, that's all the same? You know, it just doesn't have the voice. I think you're onto something here. I didn't ever think about it that way, but that's one of the reasons I call you a genius, because you look at it in a way that's very practical. It is practical.
Well, I think where social media can make a change in this equation is, while a million people might retweet something in protest or in support of something, and you think no one's going to read those million retweets, on the other hand, because of the power of things like hashtags, at least it can be reported both internally with a congressman's office or in the White House or even by media. A million people retweeted this.
Yeah.
Because when you sign a petition or you send an email and you cut and paste that email because someone gave you the text, that's kind of a one-on-one interaction between you and the party that you're voicing your protest your support to. When you do something in social media, it's out there public and people can see the scale of the protest. It says in the Wired story that, in fact, there are no rules as far as how Congress must handle phone calls. So they don't even have to ever listen to your call. They don't have to log it. And you can't blame them. I mean, if you get thousands of calls a day, you don't have the manpower to deal with that. When you use social media, you may ignore it, but the media or others on the social media platform aren't going to ignore it, so you run the risk of it growing bigger and bigger and literally going viral.
Yeah.
Well, Greg, I've had a lot of friends call senators and local representatives and recently, and all the phone lines are busy. And people just, you know, my group of friends last week, we were talking about they must have just taken the phone off the hook. In the Wired article that we're referencing, apparently Senator Dianne Feinstein from California, or is it Feinstein?
Feinstein.
From California, she was caught on video saying that all the calls broke her BlackBerry and that it's close to breaking her desktop computer, too. So it's, I mean, the people are, it is a more of a time investment, but people are making the investment to call.
Yeah, it's a very...
Well, important thing.
Go ahead.
And the phone system is, there's no telling. Did someone take the phone off the hook or did it literally break down? It is not a modern phone system. And you might even wonder, will Congress replace it with a modern phone system? What is a modern phone system today? It's probably something more like social media. In fact, there's somewhere in Europe where there's a small town that is only communicating with their citizens now through Twitter. And it has been a hugely successful experiment. Every department in the city government and everyone who's part of the city government has a Twitter handle, and all communications go through Twitter. The city is saving a bundle of money and has found that it's a much more effective way of handling city government. And you could see how state and even national government could move towards that.
All right, so there it is, a word to the wise is a fish. And Greg Stebbin is here, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen at 13 past the hour. Reminder, quickly, those of you who are working on Valentine's Day ideas, put that out of your... The worry's gone now. All you have to do is ask for very, very specific advice from your Uncle Dougie. He will give you the advice. Take my advice for Valentine's Day, which is a week away. One way to get an amazing deal and an amazing response is to ship Sherry's Berries. To do that, go online to berries.com, use the code DJV, get a special opportunity to do something very special for someone that you deem to be very special. This is a special Valentine's deal just for this week. Sherry's Berries. Go to berries.com and use the code DJV. You will be amazed at how well received your this is an object lesson in love, folks. Berries.com. Use the code DJV in the microphone in the top right hand corner and enjoy the results.
To slow down the buying frenzy of absurdly delicious Cozy Shack pudding so there is enough for everyone, we wrote the world's worst jingle.
Take some Cozy Shack tapioca pudding, stick a spoon in it, wipe your face with a napkin now.
made with simple ingredients. Cozy Shack pudding, absurdly delicious.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples Guide. This year I'm preparing my own taxes.
Good for you.
Yep, I'm going to be accountable.
Right. Well, Staples can help with storage and filing supplies, plus software like QuickBooks and TurboTax.
Go on. You have my interest.
And now get TurboTax for up to $15 off at Staples.
Up to 15 bucks off TurboTax? That'll pay handsome. Returns.
Right.
Thanks, Staples Guy. Depreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Everything you need this tax season for less, like up to $15 off TurboTax. Staples. Make more happen.
In-store only. It's 4117.
America, it's time for some straight talk. You love your phone. Look at you. You hardly put it down. But you don't love that expensive wireless plan, do you? So what if I told you you can keep that phone, network, and number two for half the cost? Well, this is me telling you. It's time to switch to straight talk, guys. Bring your own phone and get unlimited plans starting at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight talk wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
17 after the hour with Good Day Tech Talk Hour. Victoria Keelan, Greg Stebbins is here. Richard joins in a few minutes. So, Greg, this is we were just talking about. I just said you're using a bit of technology that's not particularly reliable, and we're doing a technology show, and things are changing so rapidly that you can't even yesterday's really strong good line. And a good conversational tool is not today's good, strong line or conversation tool, is it?
Well, so when you take things like phone calls, we were talking about Congress's phone system being broken.
Yeah.
At the heart of that, what is probably going to go away for Congress and for the rest of us is telephone poles or telephone lines running under the land that give us a good, solid, dependable, clear connection to talk. We people more and more talk, well, we talk on cell phones, which are radios. They're not hardwired. But even beyond that, people are now talking more and more over the Internet using things like Skype or Google Hangouts or other free talking protocols. But the truth is they're not as clear and they're not as reliable. They're cheaper. And it is a compromise that we as consumers and large companies are making, choosing to make, will compromise on the quality because the cost is lower. But sometimes a lower quality call is unacceptable. If you're making an important business deal, do you want to be interrupted over and over again with, I can't hear you, I'm sorry, could you repeat that? Or, you know, if someone's sick in the hospital and you're trying to understand their condition from a doctor, you don't want to have to keep saying, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. But that is a compromise that we're making when it comes to our telecommunications.
Yep. All right, well, it's something to keep in mind anyway. As we, I like having a landline. I use it a lot. Quality is better, I think, because I'm in an area, you see, you're subject to, and this is the arrogance of these damn companies like Verizon and AT&T. I don't have good cell. I'm in the country, and there's no good cell. There's no cell tower. There's no good. I'm lucky if I have a one dot on my phone, my cell phones. So therefore, and the same in California, I'm in a dip in a canyon. I'm lucky to be able to get a call out if I stay in the middle of the street. So, you know, I mean, and I'm not being facetious. That's what I do. Sometimes I go out in the morning when I got to make a call. I might not even be dressed yet. I'm standing in the middle of the street to make a call. It's ridiculous. And they don't want any. They don't want to have to maintain the lines. You're talking about the copper lines or the lines. They got Fios, and it's easy for them to do what they have to do on it and put it all together. It's great for them, not so good for us. And so the first person that comes along with something that is reliable, and I say, you know, any of this stuff that we're doing, we are using the Internet for our digital connections for our studios. It's not always reliable. Sometimes it sucks. And it's just because, but they don't care. because they don't have to, because the government has allowed them to be they've made a monopoly, and you never get good service with monopolies. There it is, the Doug Steffen way of fixing everything: eliminate monopolies. 21 after the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese, featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Get your motor running, boom, 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 boom. Get on the highway, boom, 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 boom. The highway, what are we? This is the virtual highway, right? The focus of Tech Talk time. I'm Doug Steffen with my pals Victoria Keelan and Greg Stebbin, who is the tech editor at Men's Health Magazine. So the folks at Gmail are concerned about a security risk, and apparently that's the reason for changing the Chrome browser. So starting next week, people using older versions of Chrome will be SOL, as they say. That's a technical term.
Well, it's not that dire, actually.
No, it isn't. Oh, okay.
The good news is, so yes, there will be some changes to Gmail if you're using an older version of Google's Chrome browser. To update the Chrome browser is both easy and free. So, and for some people, the hardest part may be knowing whether they're using a Chrome browser or not. So you would just go to your menu of your browser and click the help or the, I think it's, I'm not on a PC, I'm on a Mac. On a PC, over on the right, I think there's a help menu item and it will say about. On a PC or on a Mac, it'll say about Chrome, Google Chrome under Chrome. But you want to be on version 55 of the Chrome browser, and it's very easy to update from either the about Google Chrome on either a Mac or a PC. Just update it. It's free. It'll just take a minute or two. You really won't notice any differences. But if you don't update, coming this Wednesday, you're going to start seeing some warnings that you're going to have to upgrade or lose some features in Gmail. And this may seem confusing, but you should know it's being done in your best interest because it's being done to create greater security for you and your email.
That sounds like a bad government line. I'm from the government, and I'm here to help.
Well, I mean, look, the reality is if you do anything online, there's potential security risks, and
yep.
we cannot fix them. We have to rely on someone else, and so we have to take Google's word for it that what this is about is security. And I think these kinds of updates, frankly, are important, and you should always keep your browser up to date, because last week's version or last week's version is probably less secure than the new one.
All right, word has leaked among tech reporters like you. Newest feature coming to Instagram, one of the biggest updates. We're talking about updates here. So you'll be able to use multi-photo Instagram albums with what they're adding. This is a Facebook story, right? Isn't Facebook own Instagram?
They do, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
To me, and I've maintained this all along, buying Instagram saved Facebook. And I think in the long run, that will be, it is already, I think, their most valuable property, and I think it will only continue to be more valuable.
Do you agree with that, Greg?
Well, it is interesting that the two things that, if you look at Facebook traffic and what gets the most likes and the most clicks and the highest response, it is first video and second images. And so, yeah, I think that they have to continue doing things like promoting and improving Instagram, rolling out things like Facebook Live, because we're reading less in social media and, in a sense, responding more assertively and more consistently to images, whether they're still or moving.
Yeah. All right, so how much do you use, a guy that's in your business, your technology person, how much do you use Instagram or some of these other items that are, that are partial message and partial photo? How helpful, how useful are they as tools?
Well, so I have drawn a line in the sand as for social media in my own life. I only use it to talk about things I'm doing in my work. I don't use it to share personal things at all.
Uh-huh.
But when I'm when I'm done talking, being on your show here, I'll tweet about it. That'll go out to Facebook. And I'll try to include an image or a story so that there is some images there, because I think when people see all text,
yeah.
they just scroll past
go
it.
By
don't pay it. Attention
look at a picture. Right. Good point. All right. Thank you. Greg Stebbins, technology editor from Men's Health Magazine, as we continue on the Good Day Weekly Tech Talk Hour.
Are you ready to better your life and up your business game? Secret Knock has been hailed one of the top events for business leaders in 2017. Ranked number one by Inc.com and number two by Forbes.com. This two-day event has a limited number of seats, and they fill up fast. Hear real-life legends give their best advice. Also, make valuable business connections and prepare for 2017 to be your best year yet. Visit secretknock.co to learn more and apply now.
Adventure is the trend for family travel. From safaris and mountain climbs to cruises, New Carnival Vista has Skyride, an IMAX theater, and a brewery on board. Here's Mom on the Run, Colleen Burns.
And it can be so economical. Carnival Cruise Line is making it easy for you to say yes to fun on your next vacation with exclusive deals and savings when you book early. Find a port near you.
And no one wants a cold before taking a trip. Reach for Coldies.
It's true. Coldies lozenges are clinically proven to shorten the duration of colds by almost half. And my family loves their gummies, which shorten your cold and also tackle cold and flu symptoms.
Louisianans are still suffering with one of the highest unemployment rates in the country. Now there are new opportunities to create jobs as companies are looking to invest in our state's infrastructure. The Bayou Bridge Pipeline, a 150-mile pipeline transporting petroleum products, will create 2,500 construction jobs for Louisianans. Brigham McCown, former administrator of the U.S. Department of Transportation's Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration.
It is a well-known fact that pipelines are the safest way to transport our nation's energy resources. In addition to creating thousands of new jobs, Bayou Bridge will be one of the nation's most technologically advanced and ecologically sensitive pipelines. The project will meet or exceed all federal, state, and local requirements and will ensure that communities and the environment are protected. Energy infrastructure projects like Bayou Bridge will strengthen American energy security, stimulate the economy, and provide quality employment opportunities.
Together, we can put Louisianans back to work while investing.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines. in pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800.
4404-0405. Sotheby's of radio programs. I'm Doug Steffen, technical nerd, or But people call me a turd. I think that's a, there's some kind of a relationship.
Nice.
I'm glad you're not talking about me.
Yeah.
We shan't talk about you that way. We'll only speak about you in glowing terms. Greg Stebbin joins us on Tech Talk Time, presentation of Good Day. Every week at this time, we get into the world of technology in depth so that I can show everybody how smart I am when it comes to technology, how polished I am, how aware I am of what's going on. And then I can show up my friends Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, and Greg will be impressed as well. Greg is the author, by the way, of White House Confidential. It is a professorial overview of the history of our presidents. I think you will find it. It's not academic. It is well written in a style that you can become accustomed to if you read the technology report in Menzel magazine. The book reads just like that. So if you're excited about the world of technology, I'm sort of being tongue-in-cheekish here. I wonder what technology, how would they, that word existed, must have existed when our country got started, and what technology has developed. We tend to think of technology now as the things that we hold in our hands or that we use as devices, but technology was the railroad. Technology was the beginning. I mean, technology was fire. When fire was created, the wheel was created. Those are all technological advances, aren't they?
Sure. And how about the cotton gin? And I mean, this country was really the Industrial Revolution. The technological revolution.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So I think it's really, it's kind of, it's one of those words, when you really delve into it and use it, we don't have to, technology, I could spend the hour talking about tractors and balers and corn planters.
You'd have to spend the hour talking, because I don't know that any of us would have anything to add.
All right, well, I don't know that I have anything to add about technology, but we haven't gotten a comment from you about the i7 since it was announced last week, so I thought it would be appropriate, as you get started with this, for you to overview from your perspective. Both Richie and Victoria have talked, not ad nauseum, because it's something that's really on people's minds, but I wonder if you have takeaway from it that might be different than what all of us have taken away from it to this point.
Well, I think the interesting thing about this phone is that it really is a camera, a really great camera that makes phone calls, sends emails, gets texts, and allows you to get on Facebook. I mean, Tim Cook said in his keynote that for many people, and I think this will be true, for many people, this will be the best camera they've ever owned. And I think that's smart. I mean, a lot of people, especially younger generations, the camera is perhaps the number one thing they do with their phone in relationship to sending photos through social media and things like that. And by focusing on the camera and doing the things they've done, by the way, also giving huge advantages to people like me. I cannot hold a phone still for the life of me to take a picture. And it appears
me
that this
either.
Will. Yeah, so.
Thank you.
So, but I think. Yeah. This phone will help us too, because it will counteract our, you know, non-steady hands. I think it was a smart move. I'm really looking forward to seeing how the cameras perform, especially the one in the larger iPhone. And I have to tell you, if it's as good as it looks, I would consider buying my first ever iPhone. I've never had one. I've only been an Android.
Wow. What do you use now? What do you have? What kind of
I have a non-exploding Samsung Galaxy.
So yours is the same as mine. I have a same model. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean,
use it, but
Apple needs to find ways to set itself apart from A, Android, and B, Samsung.
I thought it was the other way around. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. I thought that Apple and the iPhone set the standard, and the others needing to have the same sort of tools needed to separate them.
Samsung is kind of like the Japanese to the Americans, where Apple creates it, and then Samsung and Android take it and go, okay, let's make this a little bit better.
Or different.
And they improve upon what. So Apple really creates all of these ideas, and then the other ones go, okay, we're going to improve upon that, and that's where they've gotten their following.
Well, and the
but
truth
way
is,
more
other
people,
than
way more people use Android than iPhone, which absolutely. Is when you it sometimes feels like more people have an iPhone than Android, but it's really the other way around by a staggering amount.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's right, because there's only one company that makes the iPhone, and there's probably 1,000 companies that make Android phones. Mm-hmm. So,
really?
So when you consistently see one phone over and over again, it will be an iPhone. But then the second most common phones you will see are from Samsung, but there are many, many other manufacturers, maybe not 1,000.
But none of the individual Android phones rival the amount of iPhones out there.
But Samsung outsells Apple because they have multiple models.
Right.
And what's interesting is that before the Note 7 began exploding, many reviewers said it was the best smartphone ever made.
So what happened?
They did have high hopes for it, yeah.
That's simple. What in the world is happening? I think we ought to try to explain to people who have them or are looking for them or want one of them. It pretty much wiped out the entire... I mean, people saw that when they first came out, and nobody's buying them now. They, I think, withdrawn
them. You can't buy one.
Okay,
so if you get one now, it might be worth something.
Just don't
plug it in. Yeah. So they've recalled 2.5 million phones. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting is, if you thought, they say it's a battery problem, so why aren't they just changing the batteries?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
The 787
I thought that.
Had battery problems when it first
got
track eyes. No, 77 is a Boeing.
The plane.
Airplane,
yes,
yeah. And so one wonders.
Sorry for the switching midstream there.
Well, actually, there is. International Harvester has a 787.
What is Aleppo? I just had an Aleppo moment there.
All right. Track this, batteries are being asked. Look at all the focus on the Tesla and the battery development there.
Yes.
Are we trying to do too much with batteries too quickly?
No. Battery technology should be one of the most studied and worked on technologies that there is out there. We
should be.
Yes.
Well, I think you're both right.
Elon Musk is definitely putting his efforts into it. Yes.
Yes. So the problem here are lithium-ion batteries, or the cells in the batteries. And on one hand, yes, we should push as hard and as fast as we can. At the same time, we also have to recognize that if we push too fast, what we get are people burning their ears while talking on their phones, or having their houses burnt down, or their cars burned down. But, you know, we also forget that, you know, this problem has been around a long time. In 2006, you may recall, as I say it, Dell had a bunch of laptops that were exploding because of the batteries.
Oh, right, yeah.
Same battery technology. Clearly, the technology has advanced greatly in 10 years. But essentially, where the problem comes in is that we're asking these batteries to do more and more work. Now we're talking physics here. More and more work in a smaller and smaller space, and so the batteries are getting smaller, they're packed in extremely tightly, and it's very hard to get air in there. So all of this is really, frankly, probably the biggest challenge in the world of technology today. How do we make the battery smaller while asking it to do more without creating so much heat that it melts everything around it, or ultimately melts your ear off? That's what we're seeing today.
And the new iPhone 7, I think, also has an extended battery life, right?
It does.
That's another
big
feature.
Right. That's right.
But that's one of the reasons they got rid of the headphone jack. They said so we can have more battery space and space for another speaker.
Mm. Yeah, I think the headphone jack it's a whole other raging debate. I mean, on one hand, it gave them more space. It, I think, made it easier for them to make the phone water and dust resistant.
Right.
But I think there's some real downsides to that, too. And I would say before you buy an iPhone 7, make sure the loss of that port is not going to be a problem for you. It is going to be a challenge for some people.
Well, I said that.
It may be expensive to overcome it.
I thought it was going to be at the expense of radio, frankly. People listen on their device to the radio. That's the first thought that came to my mind.
Well, I mean, people just need to find a different way. Anyone
almost everyone who has an iPhone listens. They're either listening on the phone, they're listening to music, they're listening to podcasts. They're going to find another way to listen. It's just not going to be those standard earbuds, or at least not by adding an adapter.
I'm very happy that they got rid of those earbuds because, well, now, I don't like being tethered to my iPhone.
Me too.
So I'm very happy about being wireless. However, the earbuds, the AirPods, the new AirPods that they've designed, I just don't understand how they're going to stay in your ear.
My dog,
and I don't want to pay $150 for them.
Yeah.
And my dog looked at those and said,
yes.
Tasty.
Snack.
So, Doug.
Hey, yeah, Richie.
Looks like the word technology did not really exist until the second industrial revolution in the early 1900s in the 20th century.
Yeah.
And before that, it was the word technique, and it was a German word, and it was used mostly for art. So the word technology has not been around for 200 years.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like an industrial revolution.
It's an industrial revolution term. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
And by the way, when you guys are trying to take pictures with your phones, keep your elbows in at your sides, and that'll help you stabilize the hands.
Thank you for that.
By doing tricep extensions.
Exactly.
All right. 45 past the hour on Tech Talk time.
Weed control starts before you even see them in your fields. The Successful Farming Radio Magazine is brought to you by Kubota. Where passion meets performance, Kubota can help you achieve more. Kubota, for Earth, for Life.
When it's time to get moving on your to-do list, Kubota's RTVX 1140 utility vehicle is ready. With Kubota's smart engineering, the RTVX 1140's unique K-vertical design allows you to change quickly from hauling cargo in the hydraulic dumping bed to carrying friends and family with a second row of seating. The RTVX 1140 is power, versatility, and a smooth ride in one sleek package. Visit your local Kubota dealer for low-rate, long-term financing going on now. We are Kubota. This is what we do.
A weedy field is more than just ugly. It's a sign that a grower has missed an opportunity to not only keep weeds from robbing yield that growing season, but also for years to come. Andy Schmidt is a regional agronomist in Columbia, Missouri with Winfield United.
If a weed grows to term, you're putting more seed in the bank, you're going to have potential more competition for the next year's crop.
Schmidt says weed control starts soon after the crop is in the ground.
That's about a systematic approach, right? Putting that pre out there, followed by a layered, another herbicide in crop. So that's one of those things we're really trying to promote in my area, to control those weeds. We don't have those weeds emerge, because a lot of times it's hard to control those emerged weeds. It's kind of like controlling the seed, not the weed.
Learn more at winfield.com. In our next few shows, I'll bring you excerpts from a panel discussion on sustainability in agriculture that was put on at the recent National Convention of the American Farm Bureau Federation. I hope you'll get a chance to tune in. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Darrell Anderson.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Helen Kriebel.
People post all sorts of things on social media, from pictures of their children and pets, to advice on favorite restaurants, to comments about politics. But some government officials think that is a threat, because people might post comments they find offensive. The founder of Facebook recently told the president of Germany that it would be easy for his website to block all comments critical of the government. If we look through the lens of liberty, we will see that is a very slippery slope. Facebook is a private company and can do what it chooses, but if websites start blocking free speech at the request of governments, one of our most cherished American principles will be in serious danger.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is for you to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Okay, so let me get to something that is the National Retail Federation suggesting technology trends are going to be robotic this year. Lots of robots.
Could be.
Sure.
I would have thought drone-ish, but
let's see.
I would say Alexa and things like that, automation, home automation things, will be huge this year.
All right, Greg Stebbin, technology editor for Men's Health Magazine, the author of White House Confidential, here with Victoria and Rich at 10 minutes before the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Past the hour, Monday's Tech Talk time, a focus on a new dating app that will find you someone who dislikes all of the same things. This ought to be fun. You talk about negative. Woo-wee. What do you like? What do you dislike? I think you, well, anyway, let's talk about it. Hold on a second. I don't want to take all the steam out of this for Victoria, who will have that report in a moment here.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now, you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
Today's accomplishments affect today. Use Blue Emu, available in stores nationwide.
Adventure is the trend for family travel, from safaris and mountain climbs to cruises. New Carnival Vista has Skyride, an IMAX theater, and a brewery on board. Here's Mom on the Run, Colleen Burns.
And it can be so economical. Carnival Cruise Line is making it easy for you to say yes to fun on your next vacation with exclusive deals and savings when you book early. Find a port near you.
And no one wants a cold before taking a trip. Reach for Coldies.
It's true. Coldies lozenges are clinically proven to shorten the duration of colds by almost half. And my family loves their gummies, which shorten your cold and also tackle cold and flu symptoms.
All right, let's make it 56 after the hour now. So what's the story, Victoria, with this new dating app and how it'll work for Kara so we can find her love?
Well, I think actually this app would be perfect for Kara. It's a brand new dating app. It's called Hater. It actually launches on February 8th. And it flips the script of its competitors and matches people based on the things that they mutually dislike. This is started by a former Goldman Sachs employee, and he became a comedy writer. He left Wall Street, and he said that Hater was actually initially a sketch idea, and he said the more I thought about it, the more I thought, well, wait a minute, this is funny, but it also makes a lot of sense. So it's a swipe-based app, just like Tinder, and so for you swipe down if you
hate
something.
I don't know what that means. What is swipe?
On your iPhone or on your smartphone, you would use your finger to swipe left and right.
To look at people, you mean?
So if you like someone, then you swipe right. Basically, you look at a little picture in their little profile, and you swipe right. If you like what you see, and then you get to chat with them and connect with them. And if you don't like them and you don't want to talk to them, then you swipe left.
Right. And in this case, this isn't judging pictures. This is actually judging topics. So some of the topics that they have right now, they have over 2,000. So Donald Trump as a topic, gluten-free as a topic. People have very strong feelings about gluten. Camping, marijuana, butt selfies. Taylor Swift as a person is also a topic. So these are things that Kara could go through, and she could say, all right, I don't like Donald Trump, or I do like Donald Trump, or I don't like camping, or I love it. And then that way she gets matched up as she goes through the questionnaire. She gets matched up with people who also dislike the same things. There's actually some science behind this, too. Over the last 10 years, the new studies have shown that humans actually can often bond better with a stranger with whom they share a mutual dislike than one they share a mutual like with.
Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
It's so negative, too. It seems it feels so negative.
But not if it's a funny kind of, do you like camping? No. Because that those really are defining things
about people.
Do you
like cows? No. Well, see, that's it.
Right. And like, how much do you like cows?
Do you like cats? No. Yes.
Well, cats and dogs, that's a big topic.
I'm sure
people are, that can be divisive in the dating world.
So what do you do to find this?
Well, this will be a free app to download. It's called Hater, and it will launch officially on February 8th.
How do they make money with stuff like this? If it's a free app, where does the money come to support it?
Well, for right now, it's free, and so there's probably certain levels, like it'll interview an introductory thing.
To it. Kara and one other person.
Right. No, I think this is actually this is getting a lot of buzz.
Is it?
So, I think that this is something that might actually take off.
Yeah, I would imagine a lot of people would download it, at least to try it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, there's a Google blog post announcing as of tomorrow, people using older versions of Chrome browser will want to update to a newer version. So what's the newer version?
Well, if you're not, if you're using an older version of Chrome browser, which is version 53 and below, then you want to get in, you want to update your browser immediately, because Gmail is now going through some changes. They will no longer support those older versions, meaning that you are at a security risk. So you check your browser, make sure you have the most up-to-date version, and you're safe.
That's swell. All right, good job. Speaking of swell, Victoria, thank you. It's 59 past the hour on DJV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of the conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at BookstoreOnTheSeine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. BookstoreOnTheSeine.com.